This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those of you who are driving as you listen to this, first of all, both hands on the wheel, please. But do me a favor and look around at the cars going by. Lots of new ones, right? Not so many new sedans, though. Sales of the once classic body type have tumbled the past 5 years. Marketplace's Jed Kim wanted to know why.
Normally, I'd start off telling you how Americans love cars, but come on, that's obvious. We write songs about them, especially about sedans and coupes. She's my little dust coupe. You don't know what I got. From the Beach Boys to rappers who for years rhymed about a hallowed Detroit car. I pulled up in my 6'4". But it seems we're changing our tune. Nardos Movsesian has sold cars off and on for 20 years. Currently, he does it for Star Ford Lincoln in Glendale, California. He says these days, it's a little tough to push customers into a sedan like the Ford Fusion. But bigger vehicles? Well.
They ask for it. You ask that question, are you here to see a sedan or are you here an SUV? People like the fact that SUV sits higher. They feel it more solid. They feel it's, you know.
One person who knows is Kristen Jicek with the Center for Automotive Research.
The U is really important. It is utility. It you know, you can open a hatch and put your groceries in at waist level, and getting into a vehicle that's a little higher up with a little higher view of the road is appealing to many drivers as they age.
And since your average new car buyer is over 50, age factors in pretty big. The real hit to sedans, though, is the crossover, like the Honda CR-V. Size-wise, it sits between a sedan and an SUV. Sales-wise, it's a monster.
Currently, 40%, or 2 out of every 5 vehicles sold in the United States, is in this category, the CUV, the cross-utility vehicle.
Typically, fuel consumption has been something that's kept people in a smaller vehicle, but CUVs...
they get really good gas mileage. Similar to what you would get in a sedan of a similar size and similar price point. Maybe you compromise a few miles per gallon, but you get so much more space, so much more utility.
So it's an easy choice for a lot of people. David Friedman focuses on cars for Consumer Reports. He says new sedans get crazy good fuel efficiency, but all vehicles have improved their MPGs. So for someone looking to ditch their old sedan and looking at a CUV...
they may actually be getting better fuel economy and more size and more safety and more power. They're living in an economy and at a time when the automakers are innovating so much that they can have their cake and they can eat it too.
Car makers are also eating it up. There's a bigger margin on bigger vehicles. Ford recently announced it would phase out most of its sedans in coming years to focus on big moneymakers like the F-150 truck. Friedman says that's a mistake. That's because while bigger cars have gotten more fuel efficient, sedans still win.
When the next gas price spike hits, consumers are going to be demanding more fuel efficient options. And the car companies that have those options are going to be the ones that'll take market share. And the car companies that don't are going to be the ones that try to take handouts from the federal government. We saw this 10 years ago.
Gas prices would have to get really high, like $6 to $8 a gallon for consumers to drive smaller, says Kristen Jicek with the Center for Automotive Research. For now, she says, one thing may keep sedans on the road. Big discounts from dealers looking to unload. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.